There's a machlokes that Reb Shimon says yichayiv even though it's a kukul. Even though usually the other malachas of Shabbos, if it's a kukul, if you're ruining something, we say yipoter, because it's not called malachas machshavis. But over here by Chaburah, there's a special gzeras akosiv that's mashma, you would be chayiv even though it's called a kukul. That's Reb Shimon Shita. And he learns it out from the side of Mila, that we know we have a special pasuk to say, mashmini, that you're allowed to make Mila even on Shabbos. So even though you're doing a chabura, still the Torah is mati you. So Shimon says, like, what kind of chabura is mila? You don't really want the blood to come out over there. It's called the kilkul negate to the blood. Still, you see, if not for the special heter, it would have been also to make a mila on Shabbos. So here Rabbi Shimon learns out that kilkul b'chabura is chayiv. Rabbi Yehuda says no. That he learns out by says by mila, it's not considered a kilkul because the ma'aseh you're doing a mitzvah, the tikkun of the guf, is called a tikkun. Therefore, he holds all over, even by the malach of chabura, if it's a kilkul, you'd be potter. See, here now, even on the tzad, it's a kilkul, we have to know, is the halacha like Rabbi Yehuda, that a kilkul by chabura would be mutter? Or else maybe, are you halacha like Rabbi Shimon? Maybe here, the halacha is like Rabbi Shimon Shita, that we hold kilkul by chabura is chayiv, and therefore would be also to make the first bia on Friday night. So the kids are that's our shayla. Is it mutter for the chosin? He got married, let's say he made the chuppah Wednesday night, the way he's supposed to, Wednesday afternoon, and for some reason they did not have the first bia, he didn't go into it yet, could he do the first bia Friday night? So this is the shayla. Tanna Gemara says like this, Itmar or someone agur said that the Vei Rav Amri, in Rav's base of Medrash, they said like this, that Rav Shori, Rav was Mata, Rav holdes Mutti, you're allowed to have the first bia with your wife on Friday night, who Shmuel Asa, and Shmuel said it's Asa. Benahadoi Yamri, in the city called Nadoi, that was Shmuel city. They said like this there, that Rav also Shmuel Shari, they changed it around to make it that their Rav, Shmuel, was Mater. And the Gemara said, Amar Rav Nachma, Rav Yitzchok, Visimnecha, what's the simon between the Machlaikas of Bei Rav and Nadoi to change around the sheet? This is Elo Mekinon Liatzmon, V'Elo Mekinon Liatzmon. This is the simon, this is the way to remember. That in Rav's Beis Medrash, they said that Rav was Mekel, Rav was Mater, to have the first bia Friday night. And Nadoi in the city of Shmuel, there they said no, that Shmuel was the one that said it's Mutter, and Rav is the one that said it's Osa. Akopar now the Gemara asks, for Rav Shori, is it true that Rav said, according to the first Pshat in Bei Rav, that they held that Rav hold the Smutter, that you're allowed to have the first bia Friday night? Is that true? Ivom Rav Simi Bar Chizkia, Mishmei de Rav. Simi Bar Chizkia said over the name of Rav like this, Hai Misochraya de Nezaisa. That's if you have this barrel of beer that used to have a sprout, a hole on the side, and that's where they would get the beer out of the barrel. And when you wanted to stop it, they used to take a shemata, a piece of cloth, and stuff up that hole. So he says it's also to stuff up the hole with this piece of cloth is also lahaduka b'yay mitova. It's also to stuff it up on Yom Tif. And Rashi says, why is it also? Because you're doing schita. Because when you stuff it up, you put the cloth inside the hole, you're making schita, like you're like wringing out the cloth from the beer inside it. Now even though over here it's an enem eschavin, that's not your intentions, when you clog up this hole, your intentions is not to squeeze out the cloth to make the beer come out of it, that's not your intentions. Your intention is just to stuff up the hole. And still you see Rav said this also. So the chura, you see Rav Shita is that a dove shayne miskavin it's also. So if a dove shayne miskavin it's also, so how could Rav say it's mutter to have the beer Friday night? The chura, either it's an isser of tikkun, of Pesach, you're making a Pesach, and then even though you're not miskavin for it, still you should be chayiv. Or else the other side, if it's a chabura, also even though you're not miskavin, so you should be chayiv. If Rav holds like a Yudhi Shita, that a dove shayne miskavin it's also, so how could Rav say it's mutter to have the first beer Friday night? That was the kasha. So first the Gemara answers that no, but he afilu Rav Shimon Moida. I'll tell you over here by Mesachraya Dinazaisam, by stuffing up this hole with a piece of cloth, even Rabbi Shimon, that all over holds Einim Miskavin it's mutter, here he would agree that it's also. Why? Because the klal is the Abaye Varova, the Amri Tabayu. Both Abaye Varova both say that Moida Rabbi Shimon agrees that the Sikresha Velayomus, In a case where something has to happen, that you chayiv, even though you don't have intentions for it. Now this lashon of psik reisha means, like if you cut off the head, let's say of a chicken, for lo yomus, you're going to tell me it's not going to die. In other words, it has to die. So in the kitzah, when you do an action, that this thing has to come out of this action, and even though you don't have intentions for it, both Rabbi Shimon agrees that you chayiv. So here, you're taking this cloth, and you're going to stuff up this hole with the beer coming out. Now, by you stuffing it up, it has to be that the beer-like is going to go into the cloth, and then when you push it in tight, you're going to squeeze out the cloth. So it has to be a ma'aseh shechita over here. Since it has to be a ma'aseh shechita, that's why Rav said it was sasa. So maybe it's not the pshat that Rav holds like a Yehuda. Rav himself holds like a Bishimin. Just in the case with the psik reisha, it could be, Rav Shimon also agrees that it's sasa. So this Gemara says, no, the question is still a good question. Because for Amar Rav Chiya Barashi, Amar Rav, halacha k'Rav Yehuda, they say over clearly in the name of Rav, that Rav paskens like Rav Yehuda all over, that Adav Hashanim is Kadin is also. Vayta Rav Chonin Bar Ami Omar Shmuel, said over the name of Shmuel, that halacha k'Rav Shimon, Shmuel holds like halacha k'Rav Shimon, but Rav holds halacha k'Rav Yehuda. Now, Rav Chiya Baravin, Masnil Lo B'Lo Gavri, he learned this, without these Amaroyim in between, without these other people. But he learned it straight, that Rav Omar Loch HaKarab Yehuda, Rav holds the Loch is like a Yehuda all over, that Adav Hashem Yemeskavin is also, even though you don't have intentions for it, but since you are doing the Yisra, it's also. So I'll be here also. The first time you live with your wife, you're making a Pesach, you're making a Tikkun Aguf, even though that's not your intentions. Your intentions are just to do the Bias Mitzvah, but the old Einim Eskavin is also, it should be also. Who Shmuel Omar Shmuel says, Halacha K'Rabbi Shimon. Shmuel Paskins, like Rabbi Shimon. So I call upon him, this is the Kasha now. Still a stupid Rav. How could Rav say it's Muta to have Bia Friday night with your wife the first time, and here Rav Paskin clearly like Rabbi Yehuda? And here we're not talking about a case with the Psik Reisha. We're not talking about the case of Musa Reis and Nezaisa. Stam Halacha K'Rabbi Yehuda all over. The Agav, the Shaila, what clearly is the Issa before, in the Gemara of Masech Raista and his Issa, when you're squeezing out this cloth that has the beer inside it, what should be the Issa? Now, one reason to say that Chitas HaBegodim means you wring out your clothing, it's Usher on Shabbos, is Mishum Libun. It's like you're washing, you're cleaning it. One of the Lama Tes Melachos is Libun, you're not allowed to wash clothing on Shabbos. So anytime you have some liquid inside a cloth and you wring it out, that's the Issa of Libun. Now, one sheet in Taisa says that only applies by water, because water cleans it. Mashenkin, when it's soaked from any other type of a liquid, like over here by beer or by wine, it would be mutta to wring it out, because wringing out beer does not clean the beged. The other sheet of Taisa says, no, still it's awesome to wring out the beged, because still it's a schita, still it's called a libun. So according to that pshat, I'll leave Shana al-Gamar here, it's also to like push in this cloth, because you're wringing out the cloth from the beer, that's the use of libun. The other sheet of faces is not as libun, but as mefarik. It's like that's the use to squeeze out, let's say, lemons, or to squeeze out oranges or grapes, because you're being mefarik, you're like bringing out the liquid from a solid. That's called the use of being mefarik. So you're also squeezing out the beer from the cloth, you're being mefarik, you're separating this liquid from the cloth itself. So those are two stratum to say why it's also to make a chita. So I call upon him before we said it's also according to everybody to squeeze the cloth into the hole, because according to everybody it's a psik ratio, you'd be chayiv. But still the Gemara says now, still Rav holds like a Yehuda all over, even when it's not a psik ratio, that a dover shenim skavin is also. So we have the stira. How could Rav paskin it's mutta to have the first beer to live with your wife the first time Friday night on Shabbos? The Chur, it should be Yasser if any Miskavin is awesome. So Chumar answers like this. L'yoylam, really, I tell you, Rav Krab Yehuda Sfirulei. It's not Akasha. Rav tackles like Krab Yehuda. That even though you're not Miskavin, you don't have intentions to do what you're doing, still Yechayiv. But the tariff, the reason why the first Bia is Mutta with your wife on Friday night is like this. L'ach Lishnu D'yom Adam Nifkat Pokin, according to the first Tzad, that the blood of the Besulim is called just stored up there. And when you cut the Besulim, when you cut the skin there, it's also called like opening up that pocket. And now the blood comes out. So there's no Issa Chabura. So according to that side, the whole Issa was only Mishum Pesach. you're making like an opening over there, you're being a thicken of the goof. So then it's sad to say it's chayiv, but I'll tell you, you know why Rav said it's muta? Not because you're not mechavin for it, but rather mekalkulu eitzel pesach. I tell you, Rav holds it's called a kilkul. Rav holds you're losing more than you gain. What are you losing? Rashi learned the pshat before is that now that the isha has a shame of a bula runner, she's worse off. That's called a kilkul. So that's the reason why Rav says the first bi is muta Friday night, because it's a kilkul. Not because Einem Eschavin by itself would be Chayiv. But over here, the Einem Eschavin is a Kilkul, that's why you put her. And then the Gemara says, even according to the other Tzad, and Lahach Lishne Diyomar Dam Chibure Mechbar, according to the other Tzad, that the Yisr of being boil your wife should be Mishumimekin a Chabura, when you break the Besulim, it's called you're drawing the blood out of the body, it's a regular Chabura. And maybe it should be Yosra. I'll tell you, Mekalka b'chaburuhu. I'll tell you, Rav holds, like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that a kilkul b'chaburuhu is also potter, even though it's a kilkul, even though it's b'chaburuhu. But he holds, like Rabbi Yehuda Shita, that kilkul b'chaburuhu is potter, is mutter. So that's why here, Rav Paskin, it's mutter to have the first beer with your wife Friday night, not because of Einem Eschavin, but because the old is called the case of a kilkul. And the old kilkul is mutter. Therefore, there's no theory in Rav. Mar says, now, most of Rav Chizda. Rav Chizda asked the Kasha like this. In other words, he asked the Kasha, according to the man, the Yoma, that says, you're not allowed to have Bia the Friday night, the first time with your wife. According to the first Beirav, according to Oshiti, it was Shmuel that said it was also. According to Nadoi, it was Rav that said it was also. But according to those that say it's also, we have a Kasha like this. There's Aloch and Gemara neither like this. If you have a young girl, she's only 10 years old, she didn't come to the age yet of seeing Dam Nidus. She didn't have Dam Nidus yet. And she, when they say she got married, she had Chuppah. So the Chosan now lives with her the first night. So Lachar is Beishama Yermrim. Noisnin lo ar Belelis. When, let's say, they have the Chuppah Wednesday night, they live for the first time together Wednesday night. So the first four nights, even though every time Elizabeth still there's blood coming out, we say still she's mutter to him. We say it's not dam nidus, but it's dam besulim. It's still the dam of that maka, of that sore, of cutting the skin. Therefore, the blood is called dam besulim, and she's mutter. You don't have tashmas with her. Beisilu says, achetichi hamaka, even longer than that. Not only four nights, but until the sore did not heal up. So Rashi says that means that if every time you have tashmish with her, she bleeds, we say it's still that first sore. But once you have lived with her one time and there's no blood, so then we say the sore healed up. And then the second time after that, if you live with her, and then blood comes out, then we say that's dam nidus, and then she's also to you. So this is the halacha if the girl is not of age of seeing dam nidus yet. What about the giyas manalirois? Let's say she became already 12 years old, 11, a time to start to see dam nidus, but we're talking about she still did not see yet. But for nisais, and she had chuppah, so beisharma yermrim noisnin lo laila rishon. The first night, as many times as the husband wants to live with her, it's mutter, even though she sees blood every time, we say it's only dam besulim, and not dam nidus, therefore it's mutter. Who beisilu says, ad moitsoi shabbis arbalelis. Again, this is only with a girl that even though she came of the age to see Dam Nidus, but she didn't see yet, she never saw yet Dam Nidus. Zebesil says, even though they had the chuppah and they lived together the first time Wednesday night, for the first four nights, up until Mitzvah Shabbos, he's allowed to live with her. Even though she sees Dam every time, we still have the right to say that Dam is Dam Besulim and not Dam Nidus. So now the Gemara is a little bit something like this. What's the kasha? My love, aren't we talking about the Eloi Boal, Motzi Boal, that the Chiddush here is, even though we did not